Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 65. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 46. 79 tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, there are new warnings today about the potential impact of China's involvement in U.S. agriculture. A report being released by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission says China could gain further leverage over the U.S. supply chains if it continues to purchase agribusinesses in the U.S. The report by the congressionally created commission also says Chinese attempts to steal trade secrets surrounding crops and agricultural technology could hinder U.S. competitiveness. And by acquiring genetic data, China could even initiate disease outbreaks targeting biotech U.S. crops, the report said. Now, the report questions the accuracy of the foreign land ownership data that's currently collected by USDA, saying Chinese companies may easily circumvent current reporting requirements under the Agricultural Foreign Investment Disclosure Act and could repurpose the purchased land with little concern of repercussions from USDA. The Congressional Budget Office lowering its cost estimates for Farm Bill commodity programs due to the sharp increases in commodity prices. At the same time, CBO says the government is going to spend a lot more on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program than previously sought. CBO estimates farmers will receive just $480 million in price loss coverage payments in fiscal year 23 and $422 million in fiscal year 24. That's down from $838 million and $2.3 billion the CBO had previously estimated for those years for those programs. PLC payments trigger when market prices fall below the program's reference prices. Well, the CBO expects farmers to get $6 a bushel for their 2022 corn crop, but just $4.45 in 2023, $4.10 in 2024. SNAP projected to cost $159 billion this year, $140 billion in 2023. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Z71 pickup. They have a like new 2020 Silverado 1500 LTZ. It's a Z71 package, one owner, four door, and available for immediate test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Wichita Police Department released information Wednesday night on a 13-year-old girl reported as an endangered runaway. Police say 13-year-old Kinsley Tafoya ran away at about 2 a.m. Wednesday. Police said the girl stands about 5'3" and weighs about 150 pounds. She has blonde hair, blue eyes. Police said there's not a clothing description because of the time of day she ran away. But reports say Tafoya was last known to be in the Mulvane area at around 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Anyone who has seen Tafoya or knows where the girl could be should call 911. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced that it's pairing with the Rockefeller Foundation's public charity, RF Catalytic Capital, and Project Access to COVID Tests to offer free at-home COVID-19 tests directly to Kansans in vulnerable communities. Kansans can now visit accesscovidtests.org to check to see if their zip code is eligible. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR, term, and vehicle. Liquid credit plus tax and fees. Expires month's end.
An investigation into Pfizer's business and advertising practices involving its co-payment coupon program has prompted a settlement of over $85,000 to be paid to Kansas consumers. The allegations say Pfizer distributed coupons promising customers would pay no more than $15 or $20 for prescriptions without clearly or conspicuously disclosing the material terms and conditions as required by the Kansas Consumer Protection Act. Those who qualify for the restriction payment will be contacted by Pfizer directly with no action necessary on their part. Riley County has moved into the substantial incidents category by the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. According to the Riley County Health Department, a total of 43 new COVID-19 cases were recorded between May 14th and 20th, making the incidence rate per 100,000 people at 57.9. This puts Riley County in the substantial category, which is 50 to 99 cases per 100,000. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police have identified two men killed in a triple shooting in Lincoln over the weekend. Police say in a news release that 42-year-old Patricio Urias and 26-year-old Zachariah Palomo died in the Sunday morning shooting inside a home near 30th and P Streets. Officers found the men fatally wounded in the home after someone called 911 to report he had been shot. Police said a short time later, a 19-year-old man who was wounded in the shooting showed up at a Lincoln hospital. No arrests have been reported or suspects named. Police are asking the public for any information on the shooting. Nebraska's leading economic indicator rose in April, according to the most recent report from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. The indicator, designed to predict economic activity 6 months into the future, increased 1.85%. The leading indicator improved for three primary reasons, including a sharp increase in airline passenger counts during April. There was also a decline in initial claims for unemployment insurance. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Springtime in Kansas brings spring storms. If unfortunate weather hits your home, remember Burwell Construction and BurwellConstruction.com. For over 35 years, Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in roofing, siding, guttering, windows, and outdoor living with a new deck or patio cover. If spring gets sprung on your home this severe weather season, call Burwell Construction and always find them online at BurwellConstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Wheat harvest is coming on faster than we expected, so there should be plenty of time for planting double crop soybeans or grain sorghum. Whichever you would decide to do, we have a good supply of grain sorghum seed on hand to cover your needs. If soybeans is an option for double cropping, check out our special pricing for double crop beans. Give Kaufman Seeds a call at 800-634-2836.
Kaufman Seeds out of Hutchins in Kansas and online at kaufmanseed.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident in Gage County Saturday night near Holmesville claimed the life of a recent Southern High graduate. 17-year-old Keelan J. Schultz of Blue Springs reportedly died at the scene after he and another young man, 18-year-old Billy O'Keefe Jr. of Wymore, were both ejected from a vehicle which rolled over after leaving the road a mile northwest of Holmesville at South 36th and East Locust. Identity of the driver has not yet been released, but indications are that high speed at a curve led to the accident, again claiming the life of 17-year-old Keelan Schultz of Blue Springs Saturday. Billy O'Keefe Jr. suffered serious injuries and was transported to a Lincoln hospital. Marysville City Council met Monday. A routine request from the swim team for use of the pool led to a lengthy discussion as to a major leak that's currently slated for repair may delay opening. A shortage of lifeguards was also addressed, with a need for several more. A motion was approved to allow 14-year-old employees for some positions and close the pool Mondays this season. The slide will close evenings at 7 to allow cleaning to begin. Final approval was given for a zoning change request for a property at 1065 Pony Express Highway from suburban residential to industrial.
Approval was given for a closure for a part of the alley at the Pony Express Museum during the morning of June 7th to allow for a benefit breakfast in conjunction with the annual Pony Express re-ride. The rider is expected to arrive at 9:15 a.m. June 7th in Marysville. Work is proceeding on storm sewer replacement on Carolina Street, but the map had the location of a blockage listed incorrectly and is off by some 140 feet. Additional cost for the project is estimated at $60,000, and the city is negotiating with the camera company that developed the map to recover some of the associated costs. City attorney advised that efforts continue toward demolition of the garden-style apartment complex on 10th Street, just north of Highway 36, that is vacant and has been condemned. He's hopeful that a means to foreclose on the property with the city's first lien will allow recovery of at least some of the demolition costs if it were then forwarded to the county for a tax sale. A budget workshop is planned this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Marysville City Council. The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion due to the heavy rains this week. The Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2. The Hanover community will host citywide garage sales this weekend, Friday through Sunday. At multiple locations, maps will be available, including several business stops in Hanover. Again, citywide garage sales this Friday through Sunday. The Waterville community celebrates their annual Nickel Day, a Memorial Day tradition. The activities begin with a burger bash and cruise Friday night and a full day of activities on Saturday, including a pancake feed, car show, Central Branch rail rides, family-friendly games, and more activities. The Nickel Day is an annual tradition, according to Dr. Nicole Porter, among volunteers in the Waterville community.
The Nickel Day games, which is kind of the traditional little carnival games that they've done, I think this event's been going on for about 50 years now. 1970 is kind of the year that I've heard. Mm-hmm. They've had traditionally little carnival games that the kids could buy wooden nickels and then go around and play the games and get little prizes.
Robert L. Plankinton, age 83, of St. George, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Robert Plankinton. Richard C. Rick Thompson, age 65, of Omaha, passed away last Wednesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Rick Thompson. Keelan J. Schultz, age 17, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Keelan Schultz. Rosemarie Stauffer, age 75, of Frankfort, passed away last Thursday. A visitation is planned Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Rose Marie Stauffer. Private burial service will be held at a later date. William H. McReynolds, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away last Friday. Private interment will be held at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William McReynolds. Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, June 3rd, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
skies starting to clear up today with a slight chance for some rain showers, but temperatures will start to warm up. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. Warming up extremely quickly throughout Friday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 70s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 70s throughout Missouri. More sunshine is expected throughout the weekend, but there is a chance for some showers throughout Sunday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 79, record high on this date, 96. The average low, 58, and the record low, 36. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Quite a bit of rain this week. A two-day total here at the studios, right at 5 inches. We've an 1.75 inches Tuesday night into Wednesday, 2 inches during the day Wednesday, and another 1.25 inches Wednesday evening. Again, right at 5 inches here at the studios in Marysville, our accumulated total.
Need to make your garden bee friendly? Some advice on attracting those busy gardeners helpers today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 26th, the 146th day of the year. The first American woman in space, Sally Ride, was born on this day. There's no denying the benefit of bees to our gardens. In addition to pollinating flowers, about a third of our fruits and vegetables rely on bees. Interestingly, bees are most attracted to the colors purple and blue. They can't see the color red unless there is an ultraviolet component. Spring bulbs like Glory of the Snow and Crocus are bee magnets. And in the summer, clover and milkweed. So get busy attracting those bees now. Like the old-timer said, a swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. Bees in June aren't worth a spoon. And bees in July aren't worth a fly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else. Shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Two Washburn softball players have been named All-Americans. Washburn Sports says sophomore pitcher J.C. Ginter was selected to the NFCA All-American First Team. Ginter, who was also named the MIAA Player of the Year and selected to the All-MIAA Team, is the first Ichabod to achieve a first-team selection. Sophomore third base player Merritt Mead was also selected to the NFCA All-American Third Team. Mead was also named to the All-MIAA Team and set a Washburn record with 61 runs scored this season. The Wichita State baseball team concluded a rather forgettable season on Wednesday night in a 12-4 loss to UCF in the consolation bracket of the American Athletic Conference Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. The Shockers finished their season with a 21-36 record, which is tied for the fewest wins in a season since the program was revived by Gene Stevenson in 1978. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. We have sold over 200 new Kias in the last 2 months, all to our local community. And Midwest Kia gives you a number of ways to save. Don't pay a penny over MSRP. Save at the pump with one of our four hybrid electric vehicles. Plus, get transparent pricing and fair value for your trade. It's all part of Midwest Kia's better way to buy. And with truckloads of new Kias coming in, there's no stopping us. Every new Kia comes with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and drive off the lot in a new Kia, or reserve yours today with our simple and transparent reservation process. At Midwest Kia, there's no stopping us. Get into a new Kia today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranties. See dealer for details.
Number 2 seed Texas Tech, who's now 37-18, defeated number 7 seed Kansas State, who's now 27-28, 5-3 in the third game of the 2022 Phillips 66 Big 12 Championship at Globe Life Field in Arlington. Kansas State will now face West Virginia today in the loser's bracket game. Jalen Dye, a 6-foot, 185-pound defensive back from Palomar College in San Marcos, California, and the son of former Kansas City Royals outfielder Jermaine Dye, has committed to play football at the University of Kansas. According to Jayhawkslant.com, Dye will have 3 years of eligibility remaining at KU. He was also offered a scholarship by Colorado State and UNLV. He started his career at Arizona State before transferring to Palomar. Last season, Dye had 52 tackles and 4 interceptions. Dye said the coaches really liked how versatile he is and that he could play all 3 positions, corner, strong safety, and free safety. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion. Due to the heavy rains this week, the Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
Well, it's really, we'll be there from 11:30 to 2. The best part is it's free to attend, and there will be food trucks available, which is really, really good. Excited to bring Jerome Tang that way because he is our new head men's basketball coach, and everybody is excited about he and his staff. And then Joe Klanderman, our really, really fine defensive coordinator, will be there too. Ebony Gillum will be there from women's basketball, an assistant coach. And right now, I think we'll probably add to this, but I know for pretty much certainty that Sammy Wheeler and Ty Zentner from football will be there. Rachel Harris from soccer will be there. And then we'll have a few representatives from our athletic department too. Mike Clark, and I do a lot of these. But we'll also have our senior women's administrator and associate athletic director, Jill Shields, there. Willie the Wildcat, the cheer team, representative from Fan Experience and Sales, if you have any ticket questions and that kind of stuff. So we always bring a pretty good group of people, and I'm excited to do this in Marysville. They're great K-Staters there. They get excited about the Cats, and I think for them to have a chance to meet Jerome Tang face-to-face, I know they'll be excited about that, and I love Joe Klanderman. I think they'll love Joe, too.
The Marshall County Catbackers K-State Tour with coaches and players Thursday will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion. Due to the heavy rains this week, the Catbacker stop in Marysville will be moved inside the Marysville American Legion Thursday, 11:30 until 2.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
One of our most popular vegetables, the tomato, had to travel from its native home of Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia to Europe before finding its way into North American gardens and meals. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Early explorers collected and brought wild tomatoes back home to Europe. Italians were the first Europeans to eat the fruit in 1550. By the mid-18th century, it became important as a food plant in Italy and to some extent in other European countries. It made its way into U.S. food gardens by the late 1700s. For years, many believed the fruit was poisonous and refused to eat or include them in their recipes. Today, you can choose from a large variety of tomatoes. Plant breeders work to improve the size, texture, and productivity. The various shapes and colors, however, are the same as those found in the wild by the earliest explorers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In 1926, Route 66 ended at the corner of 7th and Broadway in downtown Los Angeles, California. Today, most people will tell you Route 66 ends at Santa Monica Pier. Neither of those answers may be officially correct, though. So why does it matter? The answer is quite a story, and it's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Where is the western terminus of Route 66? It may depend on who you ask.
Originally, Route 66 ended downtown Los Angeles. In 1926, it ended at the corner of 7th and Broadway.
Dan Rice says a movie prop near Santa Monica Pier changed things, though.
In 1935, there was a sign. It said Santa Monica 66, end of the trail, that was put up in the bluffs here above the pier for a movie that was taking place. They wanted to film for that movie a place different than downtown Los Angeles because you couldn't see any palm trees or any ocean there.
When filming was done, the crew left the sign behind.
So people started getting confused, thinking the end of Route 66 was in Santa Monica, when really it was downtown Los Angeles all the time. But it became so popular that the following year, January 1st, 1936, they did move the end of Route 66 from downtown Los Angeles out to Santa Monica. But they couldn't move it to where that end of the trail sign was because that spot violated a federal highway rule that said you had to have one highway end where another one begins.
So the path the federal government said Route 66 followed through Santa Monica was in fact seven blocks shy of the end of the trail sign at Santa Monica Pier.
Meanwhile, the people who were driving Route 66 couldn't have cared less about official highway rules because they were on Santa Monica Boulevard and they were seven blocks from the ocean when they got to Lincoln. So they just kept going forward until they got to that end of the trail sign. And from there, you can see the pier.
The old movie prop sign disappeared decades ago. But Dan thought it should be revived. The story of that sign and the visitors it's attracting is next time as we travel the countryside in Santa Monica, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
The 31st Annual Auto Fest will be held in conjunction with Big Blue River Days in Marysville with a car show Saturday, June 4th. Entry fee, $20 per vehicle. eligible for door prizes and random cash drawings throughout the day. Games and activities downtown all day, beer garden, and live music. More details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com or call Bill Weichert at 402-239-2971. AutoFest Car Show in Marysville, Saturday, June 4th.
Why did the chicken cross the road? To roost in the tree. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Some hens prefer a tree branch over a nice coop, and good luck changing their minds as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Chickens that test their wings might discover something new, that trees are a fun place to roost, whether you like it or not. Jesse Lyons is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Missouri and says once a chicken discovers it can fly and finds a tree branch to its liking, you're in for a battle.
I think it's kind of a response to looking for a location to roost that's maybe a little bit farther from ground predators. Many of the flying birds will roost in trees, so I think it's part of their DNA, their middle survival instincts.
Not all breeds perch on tree branches. Smaller, lighter chickens with longer wings can fly better than meatier breeds. This habit may not be such a big deal during the day, but it's risky at night. Nocturnal predators such as owls and raccoons relish the opportunity for a chicken dinner. You can't reason with a chicken to come down, so Lion says you may end up climbing the tree yourself.
If you're using a light to get to them, they can see them well enough to probably hop over into another branch or hop out of the tree and leave you in the tree, and then they go and hide somewhere in the dark. A bird can't see too well after dark, but they can run somewhere, and they tend to crouch down and hide, and they can do that pretty well. I have, if they were on low limbs, carefully on a ladder, reached up and got them without turning the light on them. You can kind of like pick them off.
You can also use a pole with a hook on the end. Grab the bird's leg and pull it off the branch. Try enticing your hens to come down at night by only providing food and water in their coop. It's possible to discourage chickens from the tree by placing a fake owl in the branches, but the trickery won't last for long. Learn more about tree-loving chickens at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Today, a view opposite to one I told you about earlier this week on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Connect your entire farm with Ag Leader. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. If you caught Tuesday's show, you heard a Harvard professor discouraging farmers from getting too cozy with food companies. Today, Eve Tarot-Paul, head of the nonprofit Food for Climate League, disagrees.
And I believe that instead of creating a divide between farmers and food companies, we actually need more relationships, more innovation, more co-creation between farmers and CPG companies, so that they can create products with rotational crops, with specialty crops. And it can create an immediate insurance policy and income for farmers if those kinds of relationships are being forged.
Tarot-Paul says the Food for Climate League's goal of a planet where every eater is a climate hero depends on farmers and food companies working together.
Our entire mission is to democratize climate smart eating. We think that a lot of the climate smart products that are out there are very targeted towards white, wealthy Western audiences. It's actually limiting the potential income of food companies for these climate smart products. But the reality is that food companies are not going to create more of these products without reliable sourcing from farmers. And I often hear these complaints that they can't.
Learn more at foodforclimateleague.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosierwald. Do you ever wonder if your deworming program is working like it's supposed to be? Performing routine diagnostic tests can help you find that out. Is Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim, shares his advice on diagnostic testing on how to set your deworming program up for success.
Really, it comes down to managing what you measure. That's an adage that's often repeated. We can make similar parallels to what we do with nutrition and testing forage for our cattle. Ultimately, you want to see how well the products that you're using are working in your herd at your location. So the opportunity is to do a very basic, inexpensive evaluation or analysis of manure samples and see what the population of parasites is and ultimately how the cattle are responding to treatment as it relates to what happens in subsequent samples that are collected.
He goes on to say that there are two different diagnostic tests that are available for the deworming.
You can initially start out with basic surveillance, how wormy are the cattle. You can follow up with how well do the cattle respond to treatment, and that's done by following behind the same number of cattle. You would sample those cattle at the time of treatment and then sample those cattle 10 to 14 days later, and you want to look at the reduction, and you expect a 90% reduction minimum over that baseline collection, and that is called the fecal egg count reduction test, and that is really the gold standard of evaluating the efficacy of a deworming strategy. Further, once those organisms are recovered, those eggs can actually be hatched out in a laboratory setting, and then a trained professional can determine what species of parasites are present.
That again was Dr. John Davidson, Senior Associate Director of Beef Professional Services at Boehringer Ingelheim. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA and shows as of Sunday, U.S. corn planting, although it had a big week, now 72% of the crop is planted. The week before, 49%, but the five-year average is 79% complete. North Dakota, the furthest behind, 20% planted versus a five-year average of 46%. Minnesota, 60% planted, their five-year average is 86%. So far, 39% of the U.S. corn crop has emerged. That's an average pace, though, of 51%. For soybeans, 50% of the U.S. crop has been planted. That compares to a five-year average of 55%. Again, Minnesota and North Dakota, the two that are lagging the most. And only 49% of the spring wheat crop is in the ground. North Dakota, Minnesota also, those are behind as they produce 2/3 of the spring wheat. As for winter wheat, 63% of the crop is headed. Usually it's at 65%. And the winter wheat condition now, it is fifth lowest condition index score on the record. And good to excellent nationwide at 28%, 21% fair, 18% poor, and 22% in the very poor category. In a letter to President Biden, 54 ag groups expressing concern with the recent amicus brief submitted by the U.S. Solicitor General to the Supreme Court. The brief advises the court against taking up a case regarding pesticide labels. The groups like the Farm Bureau and major U.S. commodities calling for the president to swiftly withdraw the brief. They warned the new policy would set a dangerous precedent that threatens the science-based regulatory process. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
What characteristics make a farm successful? A Kansas study shows a bigger farm doesn't always mean a more profitable farm. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Be buying more land every year to farm, but bigger doesn't always mean better. Greg Ibendahl is an associate professor of ag economics at Kansas State University. He and another researcher reviewed 10 years of data from the Kansas Farm Management Association to develop a ranking of several hundred farms based on their economic performance and how much they grew over those 10 years. He says instead of just looking at the overall farm income, they looked at net farm income per acre. They also considered investment in machinery, machinery operation and maintenance costs, and the allocation of acres to given crops. A key in this study, the higher your debt level was, the lower you tended to rank.
So kind of our overall conclusion from this was that if you're a farmer, it's probably better to concentrate to kind of keep your debt level down as opposed to making sure you get real big and then just expand for the sake of expansion, because you can make a go of it as a smaller size farm.
He says bigger farms may be more efficient because they have the ability to buy inputs at lower prices and may have better marketing opportunities. But there are strategies for smaller operations, too.
You can do that through maybe buying inputs with your neighbors as one possibility, or maybe using futures markets possibly to help with the marketing side, and certainly renting equipment or custom harvest operations is a way to kind of get around some of the economy you would see from buying bigger equipment. So there are a lot of strategies. You know, if you're a 500-acre farm, you can make a go of it with that size. Again, I think to me, the debt level is probably more important than anything than what farm size actually is.
I'm Jody Henke. Find the full farm ranking analysis at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today. Getting closer to the end of trading already as the day flies right on by. Still kind of mixed in the grain markets right now. Wheat has started off in the red, popped up into the green, and are slowing down, but still positive right now. Soybeans definitely seeing some big gains today. Corn still struggling just slightly on the afternoon. In the cattle market, kind of mixed across the board with live cattle slightly higher, feeder cattle down on the day. In the corn market right now, July corn has been pretty stagnant throughout most of the day today, with July corn down 4¾ cents at 767.5. September's down by 3.5 cents at 736.25. In the wheat market, July KC wheat's up at 0.75 cents in the green at 12.34 even a bushel. September's up by 1¾ cents at 1240 even. In the bean market, major gains here as we go through the day. July soybeans are up 48.5 cents at 17.29¾. August up by 40 cents at 16.60¼. In the meal market, July soybean meals up $5.80 at 4.30, with the August up 5.30 at 4.24¢. And the soybean oil for July is in the green by $1.62 at 80.54. In the cotton market, things a little bit lower here, losing some of the gains that we saw from last yesterday, with July cotton down $3.82. at 141.34. Livestock market real quick, we'll look at here, kind of mixed on the board with live cattle for June up 12 cents at 132.42. August unchanged right now at 132.52. Feeder cattle as well, maize unchanged at 154.60. August down $1.17 at 166.77. And the lean hogs are in the green by $1.92, sitting at 110.97. U.S. dollar index today, kind of slow moving, but a little bit lower as the June index down 7 pennies at 102 even. We have 30-year bonds down slightly at 141.20, and 10-year notes barely moving, sitting at 120.18. Springtime in Kansas brings spring storms. If unfortunate weather hits your home, remember Burwell Construction and BurwellConstruction.com. For over 35 years, Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in roofing, siding, guttering, windows, and outdoor living with a new deck or patio cover. If spring gets sprung on your home this severe weather season, call Burwell Construction and always find them online at BurwellConstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Hey, summer is just around the corner, and the cows are looking a little gamped. Head on over to Kaufman Seeds, stock up on some high-quality sedan grass seed and forage products. Whether you want conventional, DMR, or Brachytics, we've got you covered. Get it planted, keep the old cows happy for the summer, and on into winter. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your summer forage seed.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. From vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Going by the average net farm income figure for 2021, recently reported by the Kansas Farm Management Association out of K-State, one might easily conclude that Kansas farms are in very good economic health. But there's more to the story. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. That average net farm income number was $310,000 per farm. The executive director of the KFMA, Kevin Herbel, agrees that this is a favorable signal for production agriculture in the state, but he says it's important to dig even further into the details of the report.
The current ratio, which is current assets divided by current liabilities, at the end of 2021, that was at 3.27, which is a very, very strong current financial position. I like to look at that measure to look at working capital, which is the difference between current assets, current liabilities, and then divide that by operating expense and interest expense and see what that percent is. Well, that number at the end of 2021 was 110%, which is a very good level to be at.
In addition to that current ratio, something else that Kevin likes to use as a yardstick of farm financial health is the debt-to-asset ratio, which is also in good shape, but comes with an important caution, he says.
Overall debt-to-asset, just over 21%. Even though that's at a very strong level, overall debt levels are at some of the highest levels we've had. The dollars borrowed total debt per farm has been fairly level the last 3 years, but generally has been increasing for most years. Even during years of good income, we've still seen some increases in debt. Our effective interest rate, which is our interest expense divided by average debt, at 3.71%. That's the lowest it's been since roughly 2014, 2015. A really good interest position from that standpoint, but we do know the Federal Reserve is increasing rates, and we do know that we're seeing rates that farms are paying now showing some increase.
This is among the reasons why Kevin is urging you producers to monitor your operations' own numbers and to analyze your financial status on a regular basis to avoid any looming pitfalls.
The level of risk that we're facing with increasing input costs is real. It's just the importance of taking those things into account.
That's the Kansas Farm Management Association's Kevin Herbel. The entire KFMA report on 2021 Kansas net farm income is found at agmanager.info. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.